Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, the Abbotsford Canucks put the first seven shots on net in the opening period. They had three goals in the first 12 minutes of the game, and they never looked back. And unfortunately for the Barracuda, Cuda could just never quite find their game tonight. Got chippy in the third, but still never quite established a semblance of what we've been accustomed to throughout this year. And the Abbotsford Canucks make it eight straight wins with a 5-1 victory over the Barracuda. And now moving to the driver's seat in that third spot in the division, up to 75 points on the year. Nick Nolenberger alongside Drew Amenda. John McCarthy talked about a strong start. You figured that would be important. You want to come out of the gates on time. You want to establish your game early. Unfortunately, it was all Abbotsford, and the Canucks never looked back from the opening faceoff.
Yeah, I think what you were talking about is the fact that the Barracuda couldn't find the gear that Abbotsford came out to start the game with. 100% credit to the Abbotsford Canucks. They started hard, fast, won face-off after face-off. The Cuda were chasing the puck all the time, and when they weren't, the pressure, the turnovers that Abbotsford created through their skating, through their trackbacks, through their detail in their game away from the puck, just led to goal after goal. And by before you knew it, the Barracuda were behind and chasing, and they just kept chasing the game for the rest of the night.
Yeah, you look at the way Abbotsford played, it's like the chicken and the egg, where the Barracuda turning the pucks over just because it was an off night, or was it because of the game plan and execution of the Abbotsford Canucks? I think you got to give Abbotsford a ton 100%. Of credit. They've won now eight straight. This is not a fluke. This is a very well-coached, well-run hockey team. Despite a lot of guys up in the NHL, some of their big hitters offensively, they did not skip a beat tonight. They score five times en route to a huge Pacific Division victory here on the road. Well, let's recap this one. It started early and often for Abbotsford, just 2 minutes and 13 seconds. A forecheck that pulled goaltender Gabe Carrier out of the net. He came out to play the puck, had a strong forecheck from Dino Kambites, leads to the puck being pushed right in front, and Cooper Walker put it off the crossbar and in to give the Canucks a 1-0 lead. Time of the goal at 2:13, Walker's fourth of the year. In on the forecheck is Kambites, the former Condor, got it away from goaltender Carrier, and they score. Gabe Carrier came out to play the puck. It got centered quickly, couldn't get back in position in time. It goes off the crossbar and in. That was kind of a perfect example of how the night went. Strong forecheck, strong play, kind of careless puck management for the Cuda to turn the pucks over, back of the net, and that turns out to be what was the storyline of the entire game.
Yeah, a microcosm of how the game went after that, absolutely. That the a foreshadowing of what was the night was going to become. But you said it right off the bat, a strong forecheck to get things going.
Well, the Canucks weren't done at 4:22, so a couple of minutes later, they would make it 2-0. Ty Mueller would seam a pass to Phil DiGiuseppe, who got just beyond the defense, busted in on goaltender Gabe Carrier, and beat him for his first of the year. A beautiful finish on the forehand as Abbotsford jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Could have had almost zero offensive zone possession time here, and here come the Canucks again. Mueller, top of the circle, gives off DiGiuseppe. He scores! Phil DiGiuseppe goes forehand and beats goaltender Carrier, blocker side, and the Canucks are up 2-0 here. 4 minutes and 22 seconds into the opening period. DiGiuseppe all over the ice all night long.
He was terrific. He was absolutely one of the best players on the ice for the Canucks.
A veteran player of over 300 games in the National Hockey League certainly made his presence felt here tonight for Abbotsford. So 2-0 Canucks. They weren't done in the first period at 11:08. Chase Waters finds the back of the net. And this goal for Waters would end the night of goaltender Gabe Carrier, who allowed 3 goals on 10 shots in just over 11 minutes of work. Has it. Beans behind the cage, looking to center. They score. It got past goaltender Carrier on the far side. Chase Waters, the captain. It is all Canucks here in the first period. They lead it 3-0. That first goal against on Carrier, probably could put it on his shoulders. Yep. Hard to blame a goaltender when your team is completely under siege like they were. And Carrier, at that point of the game, was kind of the only card that John McCarthy had to try to play, to try to shift the momentum somehow, some way.
Exactly what he's trying to do. And you're trying to just change something and maybe put it on your players. Like, hey, I'm not going to hang this guy out to dry. He's been playing really well for us. It's almost a mercy pull at that point, but at the same time, you're still trying to spark your team. Unfortunately, it didn't work.
Well, last Saturday, the Barracuda trailed 3-0 in the first period, and they mounted a comeback, scoring a couple of goals to get back within one after a period of play. That wasn't going to be the theme tonight. The Cuda would go into the intermission down by a score of 3-0, and some of the issues that plagued them in the first would creep back into their game in period number two, and Abbotsford would score once again off another turnover. A neutral zone turnover from the veteran Andrew Podorowski leads to Jujar Kara racing up the right wing side, putting it off the post and in past goaltender Aaron Dell. And the Canucks were up 4-0 at 5:55 of period number two. Walker Duer will guide it along for Podorowski. Podorowski tried to seam a feed, picked off by the Canucks. Here they come. Kara down the wing, working on net, shoots and scores. Jujar Kara off the post and in, a neutral zone giveaway, and Kara takes it right to the paint and gives the Canucks a 4-0 lead. So again, sound like a broken record, another turnover in the neutral zone. The Barracuda just tried to make too many seam passes, too many hope passes. Simplicity has really been their best recipe. They've got enough skill to beat anybody in the league. If they simplify their game, they've got their best chance of winning some of these games. But tonight they just got back to some of those, you know, habits that have crept in their game, and it bit them.
And when you're playing a team like the Abbotsford Canucks, who track back so well, who take the middle of the ice away from you, that's why middle corridor was one of our keys to the game. When they come back and jam up the neutral zone, that pass isn't there. So your best option is to get the red line, get the puck in early, get it behind the D, and get your forecheck game going. Because when that forecheck game is going, we saw very brief glimpses of it tonight. The Barracuda are a very effective team.
In the second, the Cuda did outshoot the Canucks 17-4, but they trailed 4-0. 17-14, excuse me. But they trailed 4-0 after two periods of play. In the third, Phil DiGiuseppe would score again on Abbotsford's third power play of the game. Barracuda would finally break through, though, at 7:53. Joey Keane would put home his second of the year in his first since opening night. Time of the goal for Keane at 7:53. His pass picked off, and Pitlick will work it back left wing side for Houston. Houston over the line, takes it wide left, works back towards the strike. Now for Keane, cut back, move, shoots, and scores! A frozen rope from Joey Keane, and the Barracuda are finally on the board. And for Keane, it's his first goal since the season opener. And the time of the goal here in this third period. At time of that goal at 7:53, so Keane in an elevated role finds a way to elude the Barracuda being shut out for the first time this year. Good to get on the board, just not a lot to write home about. Game got chippy in the third, first game of a back-to-back. We'll see how that transfers to tomorrow's game.
Well, we were talking about you're trying to find something, right, something to spark you, something to get you going that will lead into tomorrow. So you've got a motivating factor, and you're almost trying to distract yourself from how bad the score was. You know what I mean? You're down 5-1. You're trying to, and you weren't in the whole entire game. So you start all that other stuff just to kind of get your mind in a different frame to make sure that tomorrow you come out more motivated, more juice to your game.
Well, Tucson did lose tonight. They are 1 point ahead of Bakersfield, who won, and the Roadrunners, who are holding on to that final playoff spot. They are 8 points behind the Barracuda are the Roadrunners with 9 games to go. So the Cuda's still in a good spot. Yeah. Just a disappointing finish here tonight in a game that certainly could have helped them in terms of hosting a opening round playoff game. Great thing about the AHL, you play lots of back-to-backs. You forget about this one. You got another chance at the same team tomorrow afternoon.
And also, it is training for the playoffs that in some games you have to be able to bury it as quickly as possible. You got to stay as even keel as possible. Don't get too up, don't get too down, and work to the next one. And the next one is less than 24 hours away.
So Nikita Tolopilo picks up the victory. He has won now 4 in a row, back to 500 against the Cuda on the year. Gabe Carrier, who worked the first 11:08 of the first period before getting yanked, he suffers the loss as the Barracuda fall here by a final score of 5-1. The power play streak comes to an end at 10 straight. Didn't get many chances. They had a full 2-minute power play and then a abbreviated power play. But when you don't have the puck on your stick, you probably aren't going to draw too many penalties.
And that's exactly
100%. Exactly what happened tonight.
Yeah.
So
if you've got a lot of hits and a lot of blocks, it's because you don't have the puck. And they had some blocks and some hits, but it was just Abbotsford's night because of the way they played. It was this, and again, I think you brought up a good point. Is it the chicken or the egg? Well, the chicken, I think, this time was Abbotsford because they had their feet moving right off the bat and they're running all over the barnyard.
Abbotsford goes 1-for-6 on the power play. Let's quickly go over our 3 stars. Our number 3 star, Tristan Nielsen, picks up the 3rd star for Abbotsford. 2 assists for Nielsen, +1 rating, 3 shots on net in a couple of penalty minutes. Chase Waters, the captain, he is the number 2 star. A 1-1, 1 goal, 1 assist, +1 rating, 6 shots on net. That tied for the team lead along with the number 1 star, Phil DiGiuseppe, who had 2 goals, a +1 rating, 6 shots on net, and a couple of penalty minutes here tonight. Game length, 2 hours, 38 minutes, 2,663 saw it here on Hometown Heroes Night. Barracuda will look to get back to the drawing board. They'll have to have a short memory because these teams will wrap up the 8-game season series tomorrow here at TechCU Arena. That is a 3 o'clock puck drop. I'm on the air at 2:30. Drew's got another game to tend to. The Sharks taking on the Rangers at 7:30. You can catch Drew on telecast on NBC Sports California. That does it for our broadcast coverage of final here from TechCU Arena. The Canucks 5, the Barracuda 1. For the great Drew Amend, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from San Jose. Right.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.